بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. The 29th para that we heard tonight, the 29th para and the 30th para, mainly the theme of the surahs is about Qiyamah. The fact that Qiyamah is a certainty. And different names of Qiyamah have been given. Like the normal word we know, La uqsimu biyawmil Qiyamah. Qiyamah we know means the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah began the surah with Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, wa ma adraka Mal-Haqqah. Now Al-Haqqah is also another name of Qiyamah, which means the knocker. In Fi Zilal al-Quran, Sayyid Qutb rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned that in these surahs, it is as though somebody is tapping at our door first, and then the sound is getting louder and louder and louder because we're not responding. Finally, there's a louder bang. There's a heavier thud on the door. It is like that Allah is now drawing our attention to the fact that Qiyamah is a reality. Allah has brought so many verses regarding Qiyamah in these surahs that will make a person's hair stand on end. Horrifying events of Qiyamah. The condition of Qiyamah. This particular surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah with the word Tabarak. Tabarak means, we know, Barakat. Allah says, all blessed is He, full of Barakat, Ba Barakat. Who? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ, the one who created death and life. Like the other day we mentioned about Qur'an, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Allah created man first, then sent, Allah sent Qur'an to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah mentioned Qur'an first, then خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, to show what our aim or object is, to follow the Qur'an, to bring the Qur'an into our life. Similarly here, Allah brings to our attention that maut is a reality. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Normally life comes first, then death. But here Allah specifically mentions death first, so that we have maut in front of us, dangling all the time. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, يعني الموت. Remember in abundance, the terminator of all pleasures, the cutter of all pleasures, and that is maut. Person will be enjoying himself, suddenly he is overtaken by maut. That's the end. So Allah draws our attention to the fact that Allah has created maut wal hayat. Why has Allah created life? Why has Allah created us? Why has Allah put us into this world? لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test you, to see which one of you is better in actions. Who does righteous deeds? Who is bringing into his life the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah knows the result already. Allah ta'ala knows the result. But Allah gives us a fair chance to prove ourselves. And Allah out of His kindness sent down the Quran to us. Allah sent down to us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a practical example. Then we have the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they sought guidance from him. And then they passed this on to those after them until this deen has come to us. If we open books of history, then we have got guidance. Books of seerah is guidance. Books of hadith, we've got guidance. Quran, it is full of guidance. Every breath of our life, every step that we take, they are injunctions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are guidelines. These guidelines are not difficult. Allah has made it easy for us. But we have to abide by these laws. We have to comply with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that He has given us an examination. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ The word bala in Arabic, we know it as some musibat, some calamity. But the original meaning of bala means a test. So Allah is actually putting us through a test. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not deprive any person of any of his deeds that he deserves. Even if it is equivalent to the size or the weight of a mustard seed or an atom or a small particle, Allah will give you the full reward of that good deed that you have done. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ Whatever good a person has done, then he will see it. And similarly, any bad a person has done, no matter how minute it may be, but he will see it on the day of Qiyamah in front of him. In fact, in one verse, the disbeliever will say on the day of Qiyamah, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا It hasn't omitted even a small, minute misdeed of mine. A saghira, small bad deed I did. Negligible, I thought it's nothing much. And even the big one, everything is recorded. Allah is absolutely fair. Allah is full of justice. Allah talks about, Allah says, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُرُ Allah is almighty. He can punish His servants the moment they disobey Him. But Allah talks about His second quality immediately. Allah says, He's Al-Ghafoor. He is most forgiving. The entire Ramadan we have emphasized and emphasized and emphasized the fact that Allah is oft forgiving. Allah is most forgiving. Allah looks for excuses. You and I won't even imagine there's an excuse for us. And Allah is using that excuse for us to pardon our sins. A simple thing like wudu we make every single day. But how many of us make wudu with this understanding and this conviction and this belief? That whilst I'm making wudu, as I'm washing the different limbs, all my minor sins have been washed away and forgiven. When a person takes a walk to the masjid, each step he takes is forgiven. One step a person takes, one sin forgiven. The other step he takes, one daraja, one rank is elevated for him in paradise. The salat a person reads, it's a means of him being forgiven. Then we make dua after salat. Again we are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ghafoor. Then Allah talks about, immediately after that, He draws our attention to the fact that He has created the seven skies. An immaculate way He has built these seven skies, seven firmaments, tibaqa, alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa in layers. The seven skies. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتِ You will not see any disparity in this creation of the skies. Any inconsistency. Allah says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ Look again. Perhaps you haven't seen properly. Look. Allah tells you to look, to scrutinize the sky and see if you can find any flaws. Any deficiencies? Allah says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ Perhaps you haven't seen properly. Allah says, ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ For another time. For another time, look. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ عَسِيرٌ Your sight will return. In other words, you will glance, you will stare, and you will come back unsuccessful in finding any faults in this beautiful way Allah has created the skies. وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ Allah says your eyes will become tired. You look and look and look and try and look for a fault, you will not be able to do so. You won't find any cracks, any fissures in the sky. No futur. So beautifully, Allah says, رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا in one verse. Allah elevated the sky. Allah has made it like a canopy, a roof above us. In one verse Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. And the skies, we created it with strength. This is just one creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The skies which we don't look, you don't admire. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would wake up for tahajjud salat, he would look up into the skies. He would recite, long du Allahumma lakal hamd, anta qayyumu samawati wal ardu man fihin. Oh Allah, all praise is due to you. Anta qayyumu samawati wal ardu. Immediately, focusing where? Skies and earth. You are the one who has erected, and you are the one who is holding up the skies and the earth. Then he would recite the verse, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily, in the creation of the skies and the earth, and the alternating of the day and night, there are signs for the intelligent ones. Who are the intelligent ones? Those who are studying their whole life? No. Who are the ulul albab? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember the Allah in his standing position, sitting position, whilst they are lying on their sides. They are never negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They look at Allah's creation and they ponder, they reflect, and they bring in their heart the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah. That Allah is so powerful, Allah is so mighty, Allah is supreme. And what does the person say in the dua? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Ya Allah, you have not created all this in vain. It's not futile. You have created all this with a purpose. So that we may realize that behind the creation of the sky and the earth and the mountains and the sun and the moon, there is a supreme controller. So Allah wants us to focus our attention to Him. And the moment a person brings in his heart the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, then immediately he'll begin to love his Allah. And when he loves his Allah, then he will obey his Allah. And the moment he finds himself moving away from that obedience, and if that love is diminishing slightly in his heart, immediately it bothers him. He is restless. And he comes back onto track. Allah goes on, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. And we have beautified the sky of the world, the one that we see, the first sky. We don't see the others. The first sky. So beautiful. Allah says, we have adorned it بِمَصَابِيحِ with little lanterns, the stars. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His power, His qudrat, like they mentioned the other day to you all, where He even talks about the bird that is flying in the sky. Who is the one who holds the bird in the air and enables it to fly and to open its wings and close its wings? It is only held by Rahman. So Allah brings about these creations of His. These are called in Arabic Dala'ilu Qudratillah, proofs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open any those who know Arabic. The tafsir, and especially the 29th and 30th para, you will find when Allah talks about the sun, the moon, the skies, the earth, the mountains, the ocean. Let's say all these are the proofs of His greatness, His qudrat. Then in Surah Al-Qalam, I'm not going to go to tafsir. We give enough bayans. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal tonight again. Is a very, very mubarak night. Very mubarak night. And therefore we have to keep our cool and calm. As I mentioned the other day, Rasulullah came out to mention the night of Qadr. Two people were arguing. Bas. Allah Ta'ala made him forget the night of Qadr. And he says, because of these two people arguing, see what has happened. We have now come to the tail end of Ramadan. You see, the tail end is the most enjoyable. Now you must really enjoy the last few days that has been squeezed out. Somebody who has something to eat very delicious, some chocolate or something, especially when you're small, and your fingers still have some chocolate remaining, you will lick your fingers right to the last, because you want to enjoy that small little bit left on your fingertip. And alhamdulillah, with such a huge crowd, Allah Ta'ala looks at the ikhlas of one person. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, He will bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. Insha'Allah. And even if you don't get Laylatul Qadr, inshallah you'll get. But if you don't get, but the fact that we are sitting here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ghafoor Rahim, and when we will cry, we will make dua, Allah will pardon us. Allah will forgive us. We have come here to cleanse ourselves. We have come here to purify ourselves. Nobody is a buzrug here. You know what I mean? All of you are mashallah very pious. I'm the sinner. That's the truth. But we all have come here not to look at the next person. He's false and he's problem. And that fellow, he has done that. And that guy, well, he's moving around with some woman. And that person, he's gambling. No, that's not our job at all. For Allah's sake, that will spoil our iman, spoil our a'mal. Don't worry about the next person. If that guy is sitting in the masjid, Marana, he owes a lot of people money. That's not our problem now. Now till the month end of Ramadan, think of Qiyamah has started. Think of Qiyamah has commenced. You won't even want to see your own father and your own mother. That is the truth. You will run away your own mother who used to care for you. Even if she needs one deed to make it. He's running away. Quran says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. A man will run away from his own brother, from his own mother, father, from his wife and his children. Why? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِيهِ. Everybody is worried about himself. He's got his own matter that makes him so concerned and worried about himself. That makes him independent of the next person. He cannot help it. He's compelled because he needs to make it himself. Each person. Every Nabi even will say, Nafsi, I'm worried about myself. Besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will see even on that day, Allahumma ummati. Just this one point. Even Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on that day when the people go to him, oh Adam, you are the father of mankind. Please speak to Allah Ta'ala to start Qiyamah now. How long are we going to stand like this? We cannot take the heat of the sun. We cannot take the pain. Let Allah start the hisab kitab, the reckoning. He said, I cannot. Nafsi. It's a long hadith. Go to that Nabi and that Nabi. Come right till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was going to sajda. And he will cry and make such dua. It is mentioned in the hadith. Allah will inspire Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion whilst he is in sajda. Such praises of Allah that nobody ever used those words before. Can you imagine? Al-Mahamid. That's the word in hadith. Allah will open such praises of Allah on that occasion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nobody ever used those praises before. And after some time, Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak, raise your hand, sal tu'ta, ask whatever you want, you'll get it. Washfa' tu shaffa, intercede on behalf of your ummah, your intercession will be accepted. And then Qiyamah starts. So we have to prepare for maut, we have to prepare for Qiyamah. Therefore, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hadith of Tirmidhi, Al-kayyisu man dara nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. An intelligent person. Al-kayyis. I got no time to go into the root meaning of Al-kayyis, which simply means a very intelligent person, a wise person, is he who suppresses his desires. And he submits, he surrenders to the command of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not become a slave of his own passions and egos and desires, but he becomes a slave of Allah. And وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He prepares for the year after. For the life after death, he prepares for that. He's an intelligent person. Wal-ajiz, opposite to al-kais, which we will say a foolish person. One who's not wise. Man atba'a nafsahu hawaha. Who makes himself follow his whims and fancies and desires. Like we mentioned the other day, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Do you see the one who has taken his own whims and fancies to be his God? In other words, he has become a slave of his own whims and fancies and desires as though he is worshipping those desires. So a foolish person is one who makes himself follow his desires. And he does everything contrary to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Violates the laws of Allah. Disobeys Allah openly. Flouts the command of Sharia. He does not bother. He does not care. People tell him, why are you doing this? Why don't you change? But amanna Allah. Allah is ghafur rahim. Allah will forgive me. Allah is ghafur rahim. 110%. Allah will forgive us. But Allah has got a system. Why must he mention, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا? Allah wants to test you. Allah wants to see some loyalty on your part. Allah wants to see some dedication on your part. And for those who strive and those who endeavor, even though there are so many shortcomings in their lives, which Allah overlooks, Allah conceals, Allah hides, Allah forgives, Allah pardons, and finally, you've got a clean record, like how Allah mentions, so beautifully. Allah Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be given his book in Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَبِينِ. Wallah, my brothers, wallah. If you really look at the translation and the tafsir of this verse, I promise you, if you really sit alone in solitude and you think, and if you have a beautiful reciter reciting this verse, that person who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَاُمْ اُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ. You will say, come, see my book, read my book. I passed, I'm successful. Ask any person who finishes metric examination and he passes his examination, he's got an exemption. He becomes so overjoyed. He's got the paper in his newspaper, he throws it up in the air, I've made it. He'll tell everybody, he'll phone, that I've passed the examination. Who has passed his accounting examination, the board exam, so difficult, and he's passed. Here the person is passing in the hereafter. Won't he be excited and full of joy? He said, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِ. I knew I will get my records, I will get my reward, and I will be given my hisab. And therefore he prepared for it. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. He'll be in a life of bliss and happiness and enjoyment. Allah says, فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. Lofty gardens. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. You know, the fruit of Jannat, not far for him to go travel by a truck and go and pluck those fruit. دَانِيَةٍ, right next to him. The branches of the tree will lower themselves right till his mouth. Allah say, kulu washrabu. This is Allah's kindness, Allah's justice. Allah say, bas, how we say in Urdu, khao piyo. Kulu washrabu, eat, drink, hani'an. With great enjoyment, with ease, with comfort, with delight. Why? Because you deserve it. Allah says, you deserve this enjoyment now. Bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Because of all the works, the efforts you made, in the past days, the days of the world. And contrary to that, may Allah save us. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِي. That person who's given his book of deeds in his left hand, or from behind in one verse, this is an indication that you have failed. Like in today's time, person doesn't do well, in the test he fails, some teacher might just fling the book to him, the report. Oh, see your marks. You failed. You're a disappointment. What does he say? This person, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ. You see, how I wish I was not given this book of records now. How I wish I was not given my result. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِي, and I didn't come to know what my result was. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. Allah continues, Allah talks about the fact that nothing will help him. The wealth that he had in the world, it will not avail him in the hereafter. The children he has in this world, they will not be of any assistance to him in the hereafter. Of course, a pious son whose parent made his tarbiyat, he becomes hafiz of Quran, he recites Quran, he becomes an alim, or he spreads deen, then the parent still gets reward in the qabr. Now we're talking about qiyamah. Now, before intercession takes place, of course the hafiz of Quran will be given intercession to intercede on behalf of 10 people of his family who are doomed for Jahannam. We're talking about before that. When the person is now given his result and he has failed, and he's fettered, he's chained, he's shackled, and the angel are told, take him into Jahannam, sallu. So whatever he has, if he tries, like in Surah Al-Ma'arij, the money he has, the wealth he has, the family he has, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. If a person had the chance and opportunity on that particular day, that you may save yourself from the fire of Jahannam by giving in ransom now, by saving yourself and giving what? In lieu of your redemption and being saved from Jahannam, you must give your son. If it was possible, he'll give his son. وَصَاحِبَتِي, his wife. وَأَخِي, his brother. His whole tribe, his family. Allah says, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. If he could help it and give the whole mankind also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to save his kin, he would do it. But he can't. Allah says, كَلَّا, never, impossible. Impossible. The object of this is not to make us so scared, and that we just lose hope in Allah. Never. But al-imanu bayn al-khawf wal-raja. Whilst we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also have to have some khawf, some fear. Otherwise, a person will do as he pleases. He won't bother. He won't be concerned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adhan will be called out. It's nothing. It's just a custom. He hears it. He doesn't bother about it. Salat, Ramadan will come go, after Ramadan, it meant nothing to him. Ramadan is such a 30-day period training, my brothers and elders. For each and every one of us, whether you're an alim student, whether you're a mufti, whether you're the grand mufti, whether you're a qari, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, teacher, businessman, you're a housewife, it is a training period for all of us. To gain this taqwa, so that after the month of Ramadan, the 11 months that will go, we are still mindful of Allah. Our real test will be after the month of Ramadan. That's the real test. In Arabic, there's a saying, Ya Fata, la shuja'ata qabla al-harb. A youngster, he's boasting and bragging about his strength. He wants to show his strength before the war can take place. Somebody says, don't jump before the war. Prove yourself in the Maidan, in the battlefield. Then we can talk. Show your true strength in the battlefield. Then we can say you're a courageous person. So this is going to be our test immediately after the month of Ramadan. Exact like this, how our masjid is so beautifully filled with lanterns, really. Beaming faces. What is preventing us? What is stopping us after the month of Ramadan to still frequent the masjid? What is stopping us? What is stopping us from still looking after the poor, the needy? What is stopping us from still engaging in tilawat of the Quran? Are we not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every Ramadan we make promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us. Every Ramadan we cry. What if maut comes to us? What if Qiyamah takes place? Are we prepared to face Allah? How many of us can really see like how this verse, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةٍ. This person with great confidence, he said, I knew I'm going to get my good deeds. I knew I'm going to be blessed. I knew I'm going to be rewarded. I knew I'll get my rewards and my reckoning will be done. All we got to do, all we got to do is just change our focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is all. We need to stay in good company, especially for salat. Like how we have other occasions, our friends pick us up, take us, phone us, I'm coming to pick you up, we're going to the club, to the party, wherever we're going. Imagine you phone your friend, by Fajr Salat, I will pick you up. It's very important also. Sometimes we may not see somebody for Fajr Salat in our masjid. Doesn't mean he's not in Fajr Salat. He may be going to another masjid. For example, I'm being honest, after the month of Ramadan, I could go somewhere. So I will not be here for a few days. Somebody will say, Malana was talking a lot about namaz. That's the truth. A few years back, I was teaching in a madrasa, but away in Clear Estate. And we used to go 4 o'clock in the morning, 1 hour before Fajr, because the boys were doing hips. After a few weeks or few months, one person met me outside the masjid. Yeah? Malana, Fajr. I say, Fajr, you come there. So we should never look down. We don't know. Maybe somebody is really sick. We don't know what is the condition. The people have heart problems. People who are, they have suffered depression. They are under some medication. They've got serious problems. They've got excuses. Somebody has gone and suffered. There are so many other masajid also. Our job is to watawasu bilhaq, watawasu bis, kindly, with good, loving way. We fill up our car, we'll come together to the masjid. And after the namaz, we go back. You know how much of thawab you will get. Believe me, my brothers and elders, on the day of Qiyamah. You will see suddenly such good deeds on your scale. Ya Allah, I never did so much namaz. Allah will say, no, you were instrumental for that person coming to the masjid. All his reward he got also, and I'm giving you also that. Such an easy way of accumulating and accruing thawab. Like there's so many other things, so many other dini programs. Our youngsters, encourage them. MashaAllah, it is so pleasing to see so many youth, especially during this night. The other night also, both the sessions, there were so many youngsters. And if it is possible, inshallah, some of the brothers will take down your details, your phone numbers, so that when we are having programs, you may be contacted and you can join in and participate in the programs that we do have. Because it's difficult for us to know which youngster came here. There are so many. In fact, after the last program, for quite a few had come and they said, please, Maulana, we'd like to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want some guidance. We want some advice. Sometimes a person is shy. Sometimes a person cannot ask this question directly. He needs to be in some privacy. He needs to ask something. Something's bothering him. Something avoiding him. He's unable to ask his parents. He needs somebody to guide him. Alhamdulillah, we are ready to help any person. We ourselves need guidance. But whatever we can help, any youngster especially, he's free to come at any. Obviously, we will get a fixed time so we can speak to the person and see whatever we can, how we can help him. But remember, the doors are open for you. The doors are open for you. No use we saying our youth are taking drugs and they're doing this and they're making zina and they're doing all the wrong things. When we as parents, we have failed in giving them that warm welcome, embracing them, sitting and talking. When last did we have a good healthy chat with our sons? We talk about family unit. The father is always playing golf somewhere, or he's busy, or he's always flying everywhere. I'm not going to see China because somebody will think, no, Mama, you're only speaking on us being China, whoever. Mother, unfortunately, also is busy on the phone or now also on the not tasbih, blackberry. The poor child comes home, there's no mother, father love. Believe me, when you don't have that mother, father love, the parental love, the harm that is being caused to the child, unbelievable harm. You won't understand it. The child looks for attention then. And especially when the husband and wife are fighting and fighting and screaming and swearing in front of the child, you are harming that child. That beautiful rose that was blooming, you are now damaging that rose. So what does the child do? It's very strange. It's not child psychology, but this is the truth. You'll find the child doing something very foolish at school, just to seek attention. The person wants attention, he won't give the right answer. He'll do something weird. He might even break a window, just to seek attention. The teacher will shout the child, but this is how he is, she is seeking attention. Why? Because there's no attention being given to the child at home. This is our own blood, our own flesh. And if we, inshallah, make a little bit of effort on our children, and what is the greatest ni'mat, the greatest effort, the greatest gift you can give to your child? Good akhlaq. This is the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. No parent has given his child a better gift than good character. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, inshallah, I'm saying this all the time with great, great, great hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is too loving, Allah is too loving. I'm going to repeat this inshallah lifelong. Because this is the truth. Allah loves each and every one of you. Nobody for a moment should feel, Allah hates me. Never. No matter what your condition is. Of course, you don't make shirk. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever guna you have made in your life, you are making, whatever it is. People know about it, people don't know about it. Immaterial. You are well aware of that guna. Or whatever you have done wrong, whatever we have done wrong. Brothers, now is the time, now is the time to open this heart and cry it out. Just cry and cry and cry and cry. Then you will see, I promise you, how Allah's help will come. How Allah's mercy will come. Barakat, you cannot imagine. The sukoon, the greatest thing that will happen to you, you'll get such a beautiful feeling in your heart that you will not be able to describe to others. You will just be crying, you're crying, you don't know how, why you're crying. You will go home, you just want to be different. You will tell your wife, you know, we had enough. Let us change our lives. This is what Allah is looking for. This is what Allah is waiting for. And this is when you make a firm resolution. I'm saying this in the past few days. May Allah give me also the reality of this. And all of us, the idea is not to feel ashamed and embarrassed and worry about the next person. If you're going to worry about the next person, then this is a sign of pride. And then this is going to be an impediment for us making any spiritual progress. Inshallah, if you don't have certain sunnahs in our life, make niyat, inshallah I will try my best, I will grow a beard, I will start coming to the masjid, I will try and be kind. But right now we don't look at who's got a beard, who hasn't got a beard, who's doing this, who's not, nothing. Now it's only Allah is waiting. And Allah says, oh my banda, especially those here in this masjid, come. Whatever you want, ask, I'm giving it to you. Whatever wrongs you have done, I am prepared to forgive. And we have families, don't forget them. The ummah of Rasulullah also, inshallah. We will make a short dhikr, inshallah. We will make dua. And I mention also, please, for Allah's sake. I know sometimes we get emotional, we get carried away. Dua is something a person can't plan. Sometimes you want to cry, but no, you won't cry. Sometimes you just think of few things and Allah Ta'ala makes you cry. Ulama have written the receipt for the acceptance of dua is the tears he sheds. It is mentioned in the kitab, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Allah says, more than the tasbih of those who are glorifying me, more beloved to me is the tears of that person who is repenting over his sins. So we'll make tasbih also, and we'll cry also, inshallah. Ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, when we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going to shout and scream. It does not have to be done in a chorus. Make our own dhikr, but ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's love, Allah's kindness. How powerful Allah ta'ala is, His qudrat. Allah is so loving. And take it out from our hearts. Remove from our hearts all the sins that have accumulated and have rusted our hearts, have corroded our hearts. Now we are taking like a scrubbing brush and we are scrubbing our hearts. And all the filth is now going to fall out of the heart. So we're going to say, La, La to that woman who is troubling us. That pretty woman who is haram for us, not our wives. That illicit relationship that we have slipped into. And we are battling to come out of it. Now we have to take that courage and say La to that. La to all the pride, the arrogance, the haughtiness, the anger that we have, the bad character we have. So we say La to that. And when the heart is now empty, we're going to fill it with Allah. We say Illallah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. We take the most beautiful name Allah, so soothing, so beautiful. When we say Allah, then just ponder and think. The skies are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the ocean is saying Allah, every single thing is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, angels are saying Allah, man is saying Allah, the dust is saying Allah, the particles are saying Allah, and the hair and the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sa'mu
Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu ho, tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekhu jidhar. Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Recite the Rosh صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تجلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا عظيم يا عظيم يا حليم يا حليم اغفر لنا الذنب العظيم فإنه لا يغفر العظيم إلا العظيم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem, my most loving Allah, my most beautiful Allah, my most compassionate Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most kind Allah, my most generous Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum mujrim hai, iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we are remorseful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are remorseful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of having committed all those sins, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. Intentionally, knowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were self-tolerant, my Allah. You were Haleem, Ya Allah. You were Sattar, my Allah. You hid those faults, my Allah. You hid those sins, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not embarrass us, my Allah. You did not humiliate us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Dhunub. Ya Allah, we hid from our wives, Ya Allah. But you were watching us, my Allah. We hid from our parents, but you were watching us, my Allah. We hid from our children, but Ya Allah, you were watching us, my Allah. Our neighbors did not know, my Allah, but you knew well, my Allah. You are Sami' and Basir, you are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. You are Qabid and Basit and Mu'izz and Mudil and Sami' and Basir and Hakam and Adal and Latif and Khabir, oh my Allah. You've got such beautiful names, my Allah. You've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the master, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill in our hearts your love, your true ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, completely forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives, my Allah. Forgive our children, our family members, our neighbors, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, our asatiza, our mashayikh, our ulama, our students, my Allah. Every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is now slipping away from our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, just a few days remain, my Allah. Allah, we have read the hadith of Rasulullah so many times. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The worst person, the most unlucky person, the most wretched person, unfortunate, miserable, is that person the month of Ramadan comes and still he does not gain your mercy. Oh my Allah, don't make us amongst unfortunate ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got conviction in you, my Allah. We've got hopes in you, my Allah. Tonight you are not going to deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the beginning of Ramadan till now, if for whatever reason you have not forgiven us, my Allah, we can never question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but tonight, Ya Allah, we are pleading to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching your assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are imploring you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sitting at the doorstep, my Allah. At your chokat, my Allah. Ya Allah, on your doorstep, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking, my Allah. We are knocking on your door, my Allah. We are going to continue knocking, my Allah. Until you open your doors, my Allah. Open your doors of rahmat for us, my Allah. Ya wasi' al-maghfira. Ya wasi' al-maghfira. Oh, my Allah. Whose mercy is so vast, so vast, so vast, so wide. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya wasi' al-maghfira. Ighfir lana, ighfir lana, ighfir lana, ighfir lana, wa tub alayna. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله العليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين یا اللہ ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں, یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں, مائی اللہ یا اللہ تو قوی ہے مائی اللہ, او مائی اللہ یو آر پاورفل مائی اللہ, وی آر دی ون ہو آر ویک مائی اللہ, او مائی اللہ وی آر ویک مائی اللہ, یا اللہ وی آر ویک مائی اللہ, وی آر ڈیپینڈنٹ آن یو مائی اللہ, یو آر انڈیپینڈنٹ مائی اللہ, یو آر غنی مائی اللہ, یو آر سمد مائی اللہ, یو آر بے نیاز مائی اللہ, یو ڈونٹ ریکوائر اینی پرسن مائی اللہ, ایوری بڈی ڈیپینڈز آن یو مائی اللہ, دا جن ڈیپینڈ آن یو, دا اینجلز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, مین کین ڈیپینڈز آن یو, دا سن ڈیپینڈز آن یو, دا مون ڈیپینڈز آن یو, دا ماؤنٹنز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, دا اسٹارز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, دا اوشنز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, دا ٹریز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, دا اینیملز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, دا انٹائر ورلڈز ڈیپینڈ آن یو, یو آر مالک الملک ذو الجلال والاکرام, یا اللہ یو آر مالک یوم الدین, یو آر دا اونر آف دا ڈے آف قیامہ, یو آر دا کنگ آف دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ, مائی اللہ ایوری تھنگ ول بی ان یور کنٹرول, یا اللہ یو ول ریپ اپ دا اسکائیز, یو ول ریپ اپ دا ارتھ, یو ول ہولڈ ایوری تھنگ ان یور ہینڈ, اینڈ یو ول سی لمن الملک اليوم, for who does all his kingdom belong today, we are all the tyrants of the world, ya allah you see lillahi alwahid alqahar, everything only belongs to you my allah, you are one and only my allah, you've got no partners my allah, you've got no parents my allah, you've got no wife ya allah, you've got no children my allah, nobody is equal to you my allah, laysa kamithlihi shay wa huwa as-sami'ul basir wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, ya allah we ask you by your ismi azam, we ask you by your good beautiful names my allah, we ask you by your beautiful qualities my allah, ya allah don't deprive us my allah, no matter what sins we have committed my allah, ya allah the worst of sins my allah, ya allah the worst of sins with our eyes, with our ears, with our private parts my allah, with our heart and mind my allah, with our hands and our legs my allah, ya allah tonight you forgive us my allah, ya allah we are sincerely repenting to you my allah, we are making توبہ نصوحہ to you my allah, ya allah the elderly ones here today my allah, ya allah the young ones ya allah, masoom children my allah, the ulama ikram, hufaz ikram, ya allah the asaimin, those who kept roza my allah, who stood up for tarawih salah my allah, ya allah this is the ummat of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ummat of your beloved rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who on so many occasions my allah, ya allah when you asked him to beg from you, he still remembered us in his duas, ya allah at the time of miraj also he did not forget his ummat, whilst they were burying rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba overheard him saying allahumma ummati, allahumma ummati, in sajda he would make such long sajdas, his feet would become swollen, there too sayyidina aisha radiallahu ta'ala says she could hear rasulullah saying allahumma ummati, allahumma ummati, oh my allah, ya allah we remember that occasion when rasulullah was traveling with sahaba, and then he dismounted from his animal, and then he supplicated to you, he raised his hands my allah, and then he went into sajda, again he raised his hands, and after some time he went into sajda, and for a third time he raised his hands, and then he went into sajda, sahaba ikram inquired of him, oh beloved master rasulullah, what have you done today, he says I made dua to my allah, oh my allah, oh my allah, my ummat, you forgive my ummat, ya allah you forgive my ummat, let me intercede on behalf of my ummah on the day of qiyamah, allah says one third of your ummah I have forgiven, you will gain they will gain your intercession on the day of qiyamah, on that I became so happy and I went into prostration to make shukr of my allah, rasulullah said I was still not content, I still raise my hands, I still ask my allah, I beg my allah, oh my allah, my ummat my allah, the remaining of my ummah, Allah says another third I have forgiven, another third you will gain, they will gain your intercession again amid sajda to my Allah, out of thanks and gratitude to my Allah, Rasulullah said I was still not content, ya Allah, he made dua again and he cried, oh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said that the remaining of your ummah, you will be given the chance and opportunity on the day of Qiyamah to even seek their intercession. And that Rasulullah SAW went into sajda and prostration. My Allah, he made so much sacrifices for this ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah has forgotten his sacrifices, my Allah. In sajda, he made so much sajda. Ya Allah, whilst he's making sajda before your beautiful Kaaba, the intestine of the camel is placed on his Mubarak back, my Allah. Ya Allah, thorns are placed in his path. Ya Allah, he's thrown away, he's chased away from Taif, he's driven out of Makkah. Oh my Allah, abuses are hurled against him. He is taunted. He is mocked. Ya Allah, what sacrifices Rasulullah went through, my Allah. In Uhadishi, his teeth are shattered, my Allah. The ring of the helmet pierces his Mubarak cheeks, my Allah. Rasulullah is bleeding. Before the blood can fall onto the ground, he quickly wipes his face. And he said, if this blood had to fall on the ground, then Allah's azab would have come. Oh, my Allah, he was so concerned of this ummah. Ya Allah, we have become negligent, my Allah. We have forgotten his sacrifices, my Allah. We have forgotten who we are. What is our purpose, my Allah? We have forgotten our goal. Ya Allah, teach it to us. Ya Allah, make us realize our aim, our maqsad, our goal, my Allah. Make us realize that we have not been created for the dunya. Dunya has been made for our benefit, but we have been created for the beautiful akhirat. We have been created for Jannatul Firdaus. Oh my Allah, give us a strong iman. Allah, give us a strong iman. Make our iman be firmly fixed into the deep recesses of our hearts, my Allah. Never to shake, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Strengthen our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Especially zina, riba, lying, ghiba, cheating, fraud, bad character, harming people. Oh, my Allah, protect us from causing mischief in the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Make us be good Muslims, my Allah. With beautiful character, my Allah. Make us follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us follow on the naqshi qadam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the sunnah of Rasul come into our lives, my Allah. Give us the understanding of Quran and Hadith and Sharia. Ya Allah, let us not find excuses, my Allah. Let us not find faults in the Shariat, my Allah. Let us not poke fun at the ulama-i kiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us loyal servants, my Allah. Make us sincere and dedicated, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. You are the controller of our hearts, my Allah. يا الله, we are battling, my Allah. We are struggling, my Allah. يا الله, you know what's in our heart, يا الله. We want to become yours, my Allah. يا الله, we want to become yours, my Allah. يا الله, we love you, my Allah. يا الله, we make shukr for every ni'mat you have given us. You have given us iman, my Allah. You have enabled us to make sajda before you, my Allah. You enable us to keep our rozas in the month of Ramadan. You give us this beautiful, noble month of Ramadan. You give us so many favors, so many boons, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot enumerate all these favors and ihsan of yours upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we made zulam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have done terrible things in life, my Allah. We are offenders, my Allah. We are criminals, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are so loving and so kind, Ya Allah. Fulfill each and every person's desire tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jaiz dua he has got, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're not turning to any other Allah. There is no other Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other deity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're not worshipping anybody else besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors, Ya Allah, of your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel lighter, my Allah. Make us feel that this mountain of sins on our heads, my Allah, has now fallen off our heads, my Allah. Make our hearts feel lighter, my Allah. Brighten, illuminate our hearts, my Allah, with your ishq and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us muttaqi, Ya Allah. Make us saliheen, Ya Allah. Make us pious servants now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our wives pious, Ya Allah. Our parents and children, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, those children who are taking drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have become addicts, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm on them, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they did not want to take those drugs. They made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, now they are caught up in that, Ya Allah, in that problem, my Allah, in that melody, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, clean them, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are involved in zina, my Allah. They want to give it up, my Allah. But they're falling into the temptations of shaitan and nafs again and again, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. There is no turning away from sin except with assistance from you, my Allah. We have no himmat, we have no courage, Ya Allah.
Allah, we are stumbling and we are falling, O Allah. O Allah, that little child that was crawling and now is taking the few steps to able to walk. O Allah, the parents are watching from the other side of the corridor. And this child is taking the first two, three steps and the parents are smiling. But then he takes the third or fourth step and is about to fall. And before the child can fall on the ground and get hurt and bruised, the parents run forward and they grab the child. Oh my Allah, you've got so much more love for your bandas who turn to you, my Allah, more than his parents have for this child, my Allah. Allah, before we fall and before we dent our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we dent our iman, my Allah. Before we lose our iman by saying blasphemous statements, my Allah. Ya Allah, for losing hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, guide us, give us hidayat, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Remove the miserable lives we are living, ya Allah. The depression, my Allah. So many brothers and sisters are taking tablets because they are depressed, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many want to commit suicide, my Allah. You protect them, save us, my Allah. Save God our iman. Protect us from every fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect our youngsters, protect our youth, protect our mothers, our sisters. Ya Allah, the young girls and boys, protect our elderly ones, protect our ulama, protect the huffaz, protect our madaris, our makatib, our varsities, our colleges, our schools, our businesses, our factories, our warehouses, our surgeries, our practices. Ya Allah, every institution, ya Allah, organization, ya Allah, create muhabbat and ulfat, ya Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are just fighting and quarreling and bickering, ya Allah. Husband and wife not on talking terms, my Allah. How long are they going to quarrel? Even the month of Ramadan, they haven't made amends, my Allah. They haven't asked for forgiveness, my Allah. Those masoom children, their lives are being destroyed because of their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand. Give us an ihsas. Give us a shu'ur. Make us realize now. Enough is enough. How long are we going to continue disobeying you? How long are we going to cause fitna and fasad? How long are we going to just follow and become slaves of our whims and fancies? Oh Allah, you guide us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your heavens, my Allah. Make your barakat pour onto us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whilst we are sitting here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with Laylatul Qadr night, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are not deaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not blind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not ignorant, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are well aware. You are khabir. You are latif. Ya Allah, you know the intricacies of our heart, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are all hearing, my Allah. You are all seeing, my Allah. Oh my Allah, bless each and every one of us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. You love to forgive. You love to forgive. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah, wherever they may be. No matter what sin they have committed, my Allah, nothing is impossible for you to answer our du'as, my Allah. Our humble du'as, my Allah. We are the weakest, ya Allah, of the ummah sitting in this masjid, my Allah. Allah, so far away from every person, my Allah. But we are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive every ummati of Rasulullah. Haramain Sharifain, ya Allah. People are making i'tikaf, tawaf, ya Allah. They're standing before Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They engage in salat, they engage in zikr, engage in tilawat, in Masjid al-Aqsa, in different masajid, different programs are taking place. People making i'tikaf, making ibadat, my Allah. Sabki ibadat qabool farma. Sabki tawbah qabool farma. Ya Azim, ya Halim, ya Ali, ya Kabir, ya Khabir. Oh my Allah, which name of yours must we take tonight, my Allah? That you will have maram on us, my Allah. Which quality of yours must we take, my Allah? Ya Allah, we are lost for words, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to express ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, beggar when he begs, my Allah. He doesn't have to say any words. He just extends his hand. He shows a pitiable face. And the person feels sorry and gives him some money.
Give him some food and he's kind and generous to him, my Allah. Oh, Malik al-Mulk, eh, Kareem Zat, Ya Allah, you are Akramul Akrameen. Oh, my Allah, look at our pitiable faces tonight, my Allah. Look at our hands, my Allah. We have extended our arms before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bikari hai, hum faqeer hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, hum mujrim hai. Oh, my Allah, lekin tu to kareem hai. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u. أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع. Oh my Allah, when calamities befall us, who else can we make shikaya to? Who else can we plead to? Who else can we complain to besides you, my Allah? يا من خزائن رزقه في قولكن. Oh my Allah, your khazana, your treasures are so full, your treasures are barpoor, my Allah, your treasures never diminish, then Ya Allah, they never become exhausted, my Allah. All you have to say, kun, and it becomes. Ya Allah, you don't even have to say kun for you, and it becomes, my Allah. You just make irada, and immediately it takes place, my Allah. Hey, my Allah, from that khazana of yours, give us halal rozi, my Allah. Give us halal sustenance, my Allah. There are so many people battling to make ends meet, my Allah. They can't bring decent food on the table for their family, my Allah. They are forced to beg, my Allah. They are making an effort, my Allah. Some can't find a job, my Allah. They are battling, they are struggling, my Allah. So many are makroos, they've got debts on their heads, my Allah. Ya Allah, soften the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. You assist them to pay off their debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist those who can't find job, find them suitable halal rizq, my Allah. Those who have got jobs, my Allah, don't make them hanker after the dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the dunya easy for them, my Allah. Pour your halal rozi, such barakat that our minds cannot understand, my Allah. We never even imagine from unseen sources you pour it out for us, my Allah. And Ya Allah, you open the skies of your rahm for us. Your rahmat, Ya Allah. Your karam. Just one glance of your mercy. Just that one glance of your karam. Your nazar-e rahmat, my Allah. It will suffice us for dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many things we wish to beg from you. Ya Allah, we need you desperately. Every breath of our life. Ya Allah, we will continue making dua. Ya Allah, our brothers have sat for so long, my Allah. They are sitting patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. There's no end to our list. We want this, we want that, we need this, we need that, my Allah. You are well aware of all our desires, all our needs, all our hajat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله, fulfill our desires, remove our difficulties, our problems, our hardships. Ya Allah, social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, whatever, people who have got a case on coming, Ya Allah, safeguard them, protect the izzat, Ya Allah, remove them from the difficulties, my Allah. Different problems, people got illnesses, sickness, cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, people got heart problems, my Allah. Different problems, my Allah. Sicknesses. They're in hospital, my Allah. They're at home. Our mothers and sisters, so many, have been for different operations, my Allah. Somebody got a spine operation. Somebody a back operation. Somebody a neck operation. Somebody got a liver or kidney problem. Somebody got a heart problem. Somebody got cancer. Different cancers, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from those deadly diseases. Give all the sick people, my Allah, shifa'i kamil. Ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Give them good health, my Allah. Give all of us good health, my Allah. Eh, my Allah. So many things we need from you, my Allah. Grant us everything, my Allah. Whatever is khair for us, protect us from all that is harmful for us. Eh, my Allah, protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Protect us from, Ya Allah, from azab of jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana. Wa riqaba abaina. Wa ummahatina. Wa azwajina. Wa jirahina. Wa zurriyatina minan nar. Ya Allah, save our souls. Emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Our souls. Our parents' souls.
the souls of our wives and children, our progeny, our friends. Ya Allah, you protect us from every type of fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us and our families and our progeny, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. We have read so horrifying, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us under your shade in the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, under your arsh, my Allah. Under your special zil and saya, my Allah. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal maut bi baladi habibika al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, those are the only hopes we have, my Allah. What other good deeds can we present to you, my Allah? We've got nothing. We don't even have ikhlas, sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're full of riya and show and ostentation, my Allah. Ya Allah, in reality, we're just actors, my Allah. We lead pretentious lives, my Allah. We just fool and deceive the people around us, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us sincerity, my Allah. May Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, at least we can raise, ya Allah, in a condition, ya Allah, that will gain the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us die in Madina Sharif, ya Allah. And bury in Jannatul Baqi, close to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah, make our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be waiting for us, may Allah. Make him see us from a distance, may Allah. We must go running to him. How beautiful, how handsome our Rasulullah was. Shining face, my Allah, with his beautiful zulfa, his beautiful teeth. When he used to smile, noor would come out from between his teeth. His palms softer than silk. Oh, my Allah. Make him open his arms wide. Allah, make us go running to him, my Allah. Make him embrace us, my Allah. Make us place our heads. We just want to place our heads on his Mubarak shoulder. To feel the coolness of his shoulder. Ya Allah, and then make him give us the Hose Kosar water from his Mubarak hands, man. Don't deprive any one of us, may Allah. Especially our brothers who have come here tonight, may Allah. And their families, may Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, man. Don't make it be such the angels say, Suhkan, Suhkan. Go away from here, go away from here. Rasulullah, this is my ummah. The angel will tell Rasulullah, you don't know what they did after you left this world. How they spoiled your deen. The innovation they brought in your deen. Oh my Allah, Rasulullah will then chase. Don't let that happen to us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, what else can we ask you, my Allah? You become ours, make us yours. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Somebody asked me, what dua, what obligation are you making? What do you want? I want from my Allah, I want to become his, I want him. This is my dua, day and night, oh Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah. All the marhumin, especially our family members. Especially our close ones, my Allah. Our mashayikh, our ulama. Allah, Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts they have made, my Allah. All this is a sawab jariya for him, my Allah. He had made all those efforts and he should cry and cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept his efforts and make it be a zariya for him to get a'la illiyin in Jannah, my Allah. And all the marhumeens, our parents whom we have passed on, our family members, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make the qabr a pit of the pit of Jahannam. Make it be a garden of the gardens of paradise. Make the breeze of Jannat come inside. Make them be happy. If anybody was getting azab, my Allah, remove that azab. Stop that azab from them, my Allah. Stop that azab from them, my Allah. Stop that azab from them, my Allah. Give their family sabr jameel, my Allah. So many on Eid day, my Allah. They won't have those people who are with them. Somebody has lost a father, somebody a mother, somebody a child, my Allah, somebody a husband. All those who are widows, my Allah, give them strength and himmat, my Allah. You take care of them, my Allah. So many yatims, my Allah. You take care of these orphans and yatim. Ya Allah, people in Palestine, Burma, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, in Syria. Ya Allah, many lives, how many lives have taken, may Allah. Allah, what type of evil they have, may Allah. They've got no families left, may Allah. You are Hakim, ya Allah, you are most wise, nobody can question you, may Allah. But give them barakah, give them rahmat, give them afiyat, protect them. Protect all of us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasr of the hasirin. Oh, may Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, may Allah. Grant us, ya Allah, that qurb, that ma'iyat with you, ya Allah, that closeness with you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good Muslims and we will forgive. And now we'll be on Sirat al-Mustaqim, reading our 5 times Salat and discharging all our duties. Make us earn halal rozi. Don't make us cheat and deceive our customers, may Allah. Make us be practical Muslims, ya Allah. We'll become beacons of hidayat and attracting thousands of non-Muslims to this deen, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما او ما الله accept our dua tonight. Somebody's ikhlas, may Allah, through his barakat or her barakat. Ya Allah, accept every person dua. Every person dua. Every person dua, may Allah. Every person dua, may Allah. Accept it, may Allah. Qabool farma. Qabool farma. Qabool farma. Say ameen, brother. Say ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب